Hello everyone, it's Monday the 10th of August, it's 10 to 1 in the afternoon UK time and I am at the hotel, guide dog training in Nottingham. I arrived here just after 10 this morning and I'm sat in the room that they've got designated as our lounge and the window's open, which is nice because it's a warm day today. Instead of having beds in this room, they've just got chairs and a settee and whatnot. It's an adjoining room, and I'll try and do you a tour of it. So I've got my back to the door, and I'm in like a little corridor. So I walk 3.5 paces, and straight in front of me is a big long desk. With telly on and remote control and things like that. And then I go around up to a table in corner, far right corner. Round again to the left, there's the settee and a window. And in far left corner, there's another table. Then there's a doorway into the room next door, which has got a little window next to it. Then there's a chair past the doorway. Next to that there's another table and then a desk with tea facilities and things on it and another chair, and then you're in this corridor back round to door again. So this is the lounge bit. I'm just going to go through now into this second room, which is really big. I don't know why they've got this, but they have. In here there's a bathroom with a bath in, if we want to use it, because our rooms have already got showers in. So just looking around now actually. So I haven't been in here before, a toilet. So I just thought I'd have a quick look around. We're just there's a desk. We're just doing mobility training, wardrobe, chair, desk. Bed, another chair. Ooh. Another chair, and they've got big containers on. I don't know what's in there. And then the desk tucked away, windows open there again as well. And then another television, so that's that room. I'm just looking for a see if there's a door this room. You'd think they would be, wouldn't you, because unless they rent it out as a suite and there's just one door to it. How interesting. So yeah, we just been doing mobility around the hotel this morning and bit, got into his rooms, unpacked and things like that. And doggy should be coming tomorrow. So that should be good. I'm on class with me. There's a gentleman called Jeremy and it's his first dog. So he's really, really excited, bless him. He's kept saying, When's my dog coming? So he seems a really nice guy. He's got lots of questions, as you would imagine. So that's it, really. I'll come back later on when there's more to report.
Pause recording. 5 minutes. Pause recording.
An 18-year-old woman said that you don't really associate.
5 minutes. Pause recording.
Well,
It's going up for 10 p.m. on the 10th of August. Just continuing my brew from earlier on. I'm in my room now. We've been busy doing mobility and orientation of the things that we need to know in the hotel. We've had our evening meal. We've gone through the guide dog agreement. I went in the bath and now I'm just watching telly and relaxing. I've got an early start in the morning and Iris should be with me tomorrow. So I'll do a quick tour of my room and let you listen. Okay, so I've got my back to my door. To my right is another door with the bathroom. And we've got to my left a sink, straight in front a shower, and to my right a toilet. That's very interesting. So close that door. So with my back to the door again, on my left I've got a rail with me. Clothes on, a thing what you put bags on, a drawer, another cabinet, a lamp, and behind the lamp is a door that's an adjoining door to next door, which is locked. Following after that, there's a desk with the telephone on, hairdryer, tea, coffee, kettle, whatnot. Above that desk is the telly, and then in the far left-hand corner is Iris's bed. Turning round to right, there's a window and a chair. In the far right corner is a bedside table, and on my right is the bed and the window and the wall on my left. So if we go round the other side of the bed, there's a wall on my right, which is on the bathroom light. Where sink is in bathroom, I guess. And there's an air conditioning box on wall. And then straight in front of me is a bedside table and the bed is on my left. So that's my room. That's the extent of it. It's a nice hotel. Staff seem very friendly and willing to help, which is really good. For tea, I had duck spring rolls and sausage and mash. And I was bought very kindly a half at Murphy's, which I did enjoy. I was tempted to go back down to the bar, but I thought, well, by the time we'd finished doing this guide dog agreement and I'd been in the bar, it were about 9:15, so I've just had a cup of tea and I'm watching a police programme on Channel 4. And that's about it, really. So hopefully I'll have more to report tomorrow. So I've got breakfast at 7:30. And be ready for 8:30 and then take it from there, step by step. So hope you're all well and I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully, with day 2 of my training. Bye for now. Who's recording?